Hey, it's time to welcome our special guest. He stars in the HBO Max series Search Party. It's John Early. Hello.
Hello, co-stars.
Co-stars. Okay.
Wow. Above what all happened? People, John, understand the necessity of saying co-stars when you're not the star. Yes. I get it. You and me.
I'm hearing from my attorneys. Mm-hmm.
Someone gave you a talking to in a post an interview recently. Yeah, so Search Party is a dark comedy series about a group of friends who are in search of another friend who is lost. You're in your third season. You play Elliot, who is a self-diagnosed narcissist and has a tendency to lie.
Yes.
Now, I read that one of the show's creators, Michael Showalter, when he was writing the show and thinking about who could play such a role, you immediately came to mind.
Which you don't want to hear.
Well, I mean, do you want to hear that?
Normally that would be a great thing to hear in showbiz, but it was, yeah, hard not to take personally.
No, seriously, but I think that and I go, right, you don't want to hear that. But at the same time, you know, the characters that most people know and love you for are these characters who are narcissistic.
Yeah.
And they don't care about approval and they're not out there to be nice.
Yeah. Totally. It's still very cathartic for me to play characters who don't try to be so nice all the time. It's like true. I mean, I have noticed recently, I'm like, I have crow's feet from fake laughing, like, for years. And, like, Elliot is such a good chance for me to actually just drop the muscles of the face.
Yeah.
And not care. So it's good for many reasons. For anti-aging, it's good for me to play
the part. It's good just to, yeah, right. Yeah. You were raised in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents are Presbyterian ministers.
They are.
Was there sort of a moment at home where they would go through their sermons with you?
Workshop them with me?
Yeah.
No. They were so professional and so like, I don't know. I think also at the time, I don't want to, you know, out them, but I think at the time I was like old enough to start understanding what they were doing. They were like digging into the archives. They were recycling older sermons.
Old anecdotes and like touch points. Great.
Yeah. Well, you do it every Sunday. You run out of material.
Exactly. I think they didn't need my my workshop breaks.
Did your life make it into, you know, the personal anecdote part of a sermon?
You know, I don't remember. Like, you know, they stopped kind of they stopped doing it full time when I was pretty young.
Yeah.
But you know, I actually think both my parents would find that corny.
Really?
The kind of humanizing anecdote.
Yeah, yeah.
They're both very like, you know, they're sweet angel, sometimes sentimental Southern people, but like when it comes to preaching, they resist like cheese ball tricks.
Okay.
Which I always admired. I was like, it's so cool. Because I had seen like, you know, I had been to plenty of like church camps and stuff where I had seen like absolute opposite of that. Like the horrifying like youth pastor who's like working up tears and like, you know. And so it was like, I always like respected my parents for being kind of like cool and like removed and like almost. Because they met at divinity school.
Wow.
At Vanderbilt. So they were like.
Yeah.
And then my mom worked there for years. So, you know, I think they had a real kind of respect for it, for the art of the sermon.
So you wrote and starred in an episode of Netflix's The Characters where you play a stand-up comedian character, Vicky.
Yes.
Yeah. So how would you describe Vicky's act?
She is extremely good. She's like kind of extremely confident and like sexy on stage. And she's beloved, and she has a catchphrase about her denim. It makes absolutely no sense. The contract with audiences when I do the character is that they know the catchphrase.
I was told that you were asked to officiate Amy Schumer's wedding as Vicky.
It's true.
Did you have any moment where you're like, I am not going to say, I have to decline?
I had a few seconds where I just was like, I'm too scared. Like, I know there are going to be really famous people there, and I just was terrified. But she asked me like maybe less than a week before. And then, yeah, I didn't sleep that night. I was, like, just so scared of, like, who I would see in the crowd. I was like, they'll hate me. Like, I knew Larry David was on the guest list, and I was like, well, he's going to hate this.
Yeah, I love that when, as a performer, you go through every single audience member before the show in your mind and specifically indicate how they'll hate you.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's healthy. It's good to be prepared.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, from your perspective, yeah, how did it go?
He liked it. He honestly was one of the first. He was, like, at the end. He was standing in the back. So, like, right when I walked off, he was right there. And he, like, patted me on the back and said he loved it.
That felt pretty good, right?
It felt amazing. And I can't believe I walked right into that. You didn't even ask me. I was, like, I pounced at the opportunity to tell you that he liked it.
Yeah. So I also read that you have a deep, deep, deep love of the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do. Which is why this Zoom is triggering the squares.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would, as a kid, you would cast your friends and kind of reenact it?
Yeah, I used to, I would always cast myself as Jan.
Why? Why sure. Jan?
She just was, I just identified with her. I mean, I'm not a middle child, but I'm spiritually a middle child.
Were the other kids familiar enough with Brady Bunch to be able to back you up in this way, or did you just tell them what to do?
I told them what to do.
Yeah, all right.
You know, and they loved it. They loved an opportunity to be on the stage, even if they weren't familiar with the source material. But it was good.
Okay, so we love that you love the Brady Bunch. And, of course, the most iconic image, as you were saying, that's why Zoom with these squares is sort of, you know, rattles the brain, is the end credits where the cast members, of course, their faces all appear on the screen in a 3x3 grid. Coincidentally, Floris Henderson, who played Carol Brady, often appeared as a celebrity guest on the game show Hollywood Squares. So we have actually combined these two grids in a game we're calling Brady Bunch Squares.
Amazing.
So here's how it's going to go. You're going to choose a character mm-hmm. from the opening credits of the Brady Bunch. We're going to read you a statement mm-hmm. about that character. If you think the statement is true, you're going to say agree. If you think it's not true, you're going to say disagree. And you need to get three correct answers to win the game.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, do I choose?
Oh, yeah. Choose whoever
you want. I have to start with Jan.
So Jan, Eve Plum, who played middle daughter Jan, declined to appear in the spinoff, The Brady Bunch Variety Hour.
I know this.
She was replaced by actor Jerry Richelle, who is commonly referred to as fake Jan. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Yes, that is correct. You're absolutely right. And Eve Plum said she declined because she didn't want to get locked into a 5-year contract.
I have to say, it was much like when I saw Destiny's Child perform on MTV Spring Break after Farrah and oh no, not after Farrah, after LaToya and LaTavia were kicked out. Mm-hmm. And there were just two new girls, random girls. There had been no press release. They were lip syncing to the old girls' voices, and I was like freaking out. I was like, what is going on? And I had the same experience with the variety show, obviously not in real time. I wasn't alive, but I remember seeing the variety show on TV Land and be like, so no one's going to acknowledge that there's just a different actress. The only non-original.
Just hope that nobody notices. I guess that was their plan.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Alice.
Ann B. Davis played mm-hmm. the housekeeper, Alice, and her contract stated that a toilet would never be used in the Brady's house bathroom. Her reasoning was that if a toilet was on the show, Alice would eventually have to be shown cleaning it. Agree or disagree?
This feels almost so specific that it's not true.
So you're going to go with disagree?
I'm going to go with disagree.
You are correct.
Oh, my God.
You are correct. However, it is true that there was not a toilet in the Brady's bathroom, but that was because at the time, TV networks were squeamish about showing a toilet on TV.
I mean, I get a closed toilet, I feel like it's fine. And open, if you're seeing bowl.
You're seeing bowl. You've gone too far.
It's a lot to take in. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah. I get that.
Also, just fun fact that I didn't know, Ann B. Davis, like a couple other actors, when she took the role of Alice, she was already a huge star. She had 2 Emmys. She had a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like,
oh,
this
my
was,
God.
Yeah.
She For was what?
She played a comedic role on this show called The Bob Cummings Show.
Wow. And Robert Reed was like, isn't that the
That's
dad
right.
of Robert
Reed?
He's
yeah.
like a true like Shakespearean actor.
That's
and
right.
hated yeah. doing the Brady Bunch.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right. You're doing great. You're doing
thank
great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, so what's happening here? Okay, you're oh, so
oh,
close.
Oh. Okay, so I have to get 3 to get
so
the money.
Close.
There's money, right?
Oh, there's a ton
oh my
of money.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Carol.
Florence Henderson, who played the mom, Carol Brady, was the first woman to guest host The Tonight Show. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
I'm sorry, that is actually true. She guest hosted between Jack Parr and Johnny Carson.
Wow.
So she was a pre-Johnny guest host.
Okay. I was thinking it was you were, you know, teeing me up for Joan Rivers.
I know. It. That's what it sounds like. I
yeah.
did not know that as well.
Yeah.
God, I'm really, this is bad. I will take Peter for the win.
In the infamous Oh My Nose episode of The Brady Bunch, middle son Peter was supposed to accidentally hit Marcia in the face with a football. Actor Christopher Knight nailed the throw in the first take. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to say disagree.
You're correct. He couldn't
yes.
do it at all, in fact.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They had a producer step in to throw the football, and the producer actually got it on the first try.
Wow. Okay.
Probably had been waiting to do that for a long time.
Exactly. I sense some anger.
You did amazing. You clearly know
Thank
your
you.
Brady facts. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, John Early.
That was so fun. Thank you so much.
John Early co-stars in the show Search Party on HBO Max. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles written by our staff, along with Camilla Franklin, Emily Winter, and senior writer Karen Lurie, with additional material by Ashley Brooke Roberts and Kara Weinberger. Ask Me Another is produced by Travis Larchuk, Kiara Powell, Nancy Seychow, James Sparber, and Romel Wood. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm Harriet Begonias.
Oh, Fira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.